A group of people and superheroes marched down Kelowna's Bernard Avenue on March 29 to protest a government-ordered cull of 400 ostriches from Universal Ostrich Farms in Edgewood, B.C. In the midst of an international avian flu outbreak, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, CFIA, was tipped off that several birds at Universal Ostrich Farm had fallen ill. After testing the deceased ostriches, the CFIA reported that an avian influenza outbreak had been recorded on the premises in December 2024, and marked the area as a restricted zone. Universal Ostrich Farms has confirmed that 67 of the farm's 468 large birds died of respiratory infection in December and early January, but alleges that the remaining 400 birds are healthy and have developed herd immunity to the virus. Universal Ostrich Farms also reports that nearly 80 days have passed since an ostrich on its farm has died or been ill from a respiratory infection. After conducting tests on the farm's deceased ostriches, the CFIA declared that highly pathogenic avian influenza exists in the area and designated the farm and surrounding area as a non-commercial restricted zone, and imposed quarantine and biosecurity orders. Most upsetting to the farm, the CFIA ordered that all 400 surviving birds be killed to prevent the spread of the virus. In domestic poultry, including ostriches, disease management is accomplished through timely depopulation of domestic birds on infected premises, implementing strong biosecurity measures, and properly disposing of carcasses from birds exposed to the disease, said CFIA in a statement about the ostrich farm. Avian influenza, also called the bird flu or H5N1, is highly infectious among both captive and wild birds and can spread to mammals, including livestock and humans. While ostriches have demonstrated immunity to the virus, avian flu infections in poultry like chicken are lethal and can quickly kill entire flocks. The farm previously reported that the outbreak began when a large flock of wild ducks landed on a pond shared by the ostriches in December. The CFIA had ordered that the birds be killed by February 1, but the Universal Ostrich Farms challenged the CFIA order, and on January 31, one day before the cull was scheduled, a federal court justice issued a temporary stay until a formal assessment of the situation could be conducted, called a judicial review. The judicial review will take place on April 15 and 16 in Vancouver. When depopulation measures are enforced, producers are awarded compensation based on the fair market value of the birds. For ostriches, compensation of up to $3,000 per bird may be awarded. While compensation may not offset the emotional toll of depopulation, it can provide resources to recover and re-establish operations, says CFIA. If the birds are culled, Universal Ostrich says it would be devastated not only for the loss of their flightless, feathered friends, some of which are 35 years old, but also for the loss of potentially beneficial scientific research into viral immunity that the birds have demonstrated. For more information and to support the farm, visit bchrissing.ca/save-our-ostriches/.